Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jumping off an hour or two here, hanging out with you on this Memorial Day weekend. Hope everybody enjoys it. I know everybody's going to be, a lot of people are going to be on the road. Be safe. Bobby in Slido. What's going on, Bobby? You're on WWL.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good. Thank you.
Hey, I want to talk about the first four games of the Saints season. If you look at the two home games, you got Houston at home in prime time. I think it's going to be a difficult matchup. I think you take the win. I think that Sean Payton's going to want to get onto a fast start. As far as the Dallas game, I think we owe them something. It's at home again in prime time. And I think we split the other two. I'm hoping that we beat the Rams and lose to Seattle. I think we're going to go 3-1 at the gate. That's just my opinion. I don't know. I'd like to hear you guys take.
Bobby, look, I'll tell you this. So you have them beating Seattle in Seattle?
It's going to be tough, Christian. I mean, there's no – I think they're going to take one of the two. It's going to be one or the other.
Yeah.
I would prefer them beating the Rams, but – I really believe they're going to take one out of the two. And them staying on the West Coast that week, I think is going to help out quite
sure
a bit
will.
As well.
Sure will. I think they have a better chance of beating the Rams on the road than they do the Seahawks, just because of the venue, because of how difficult it is to win in Seattle for a visiting team. Not so much the home field advantage for the L.A. Rams. Now, I think the Rams are more talented. They're the better team than the Seahawks. But again, I have a higher appreciation for Russell Wilson than I do Jared Goff right now. In other words, I think Russell Wilson is better, much better than Jared Goff. So the first four games, Bobby, I don't want to sound like I'm on the fence here, but it wouldn't surprise me if they're 2-2. And I could see them being 3-1, certainly. But those two road games,
right,
that's the hardest. I think the first four games, that's the hardest stretch of the schedule.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Anything else, Bobby?
That's it.
Hey, what do you think about on Memorial Day? Like, when you hear Memorial Day or Memorial Day weekend, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Beach.
The beach.
Yes.
I got you. All right, cool.
Beach.
Sounds good, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, another Bobby in Baton Rouge. What's going on, Bobby? You're on WWL.
Yeah, I wanted to make a comment about Otis Washington. I'd heard the last part of your deal about anyone that played against him, with him, or coached against him, and I did. And I just wanted to say he impressed me as a real student of the game. We used to go to clinics, and I used to go to as many as I could. And he would be at every clinic.
Where did you coach? Where did you coach, Bobby?
I coached in 76 and 77.
Where?
And I coached at Chalmette High School.
Oh, okay.
And then I played – I played against him and coached against him. So I played against him as a player in 1970. I couldn't glean that much from him outside of the fact that, they were just – he was a young coach at that time. He had just taken over for Eddie Flint, I think, the year before. Coach Flint finished, I think, 68 was his last year, and then Otis Washington took over. So he was a young coach. My impressions are their team was very good, obviously very talented. But then coaching against him, five, 6 years later, the first impression I would say is that maybe people do not know that he had a real quest for knowledge. His whole staff. And you didn't see this at every clinic, but their whole staff would be together, and they would be right up there taking notes, paying attention. And that impressed me a lot about him. And then, of course, we had to play against him. And when you played against him, that I probably would have known as a high school player. I just didn't have enough knowledge of football. they were really, really technically sound. Everybody was simple in those days, you know, in the 70s. You didn't run multiple stuff on offense or defense. But his team, besides being very talented, was really technically sound. And of course, he's a legend in high school coaching and deserves it. And I got to know him well a little bit afterwards through recruiting and things like that, and a real dignified man. So a tip of the hat to him and a salute to him as a Louisiana high school coach.
Bobby, great stuff. I appreciate the phone call, man.
Yeah, you got it. Thank you.
Otis Coach Wash Washington passing away today at the age of 80. He coached at St. Aug from 69 to 79. Man, his career record, 113-17-1. Pretty impressive. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Can LSU baseball pull off another one? Tonight they take on Mississippi State. That's our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll online at WWL.com. Do you have some faith? Do you think they can do it? Look, I said it earlier. I usually, in situations like this with LSU, I never really pick against LSU because this SEC tournament has typically been their deal. They've won 6 out of the last 11, I want to say. So they put an emphasis on winning this tournament. And they, even when they've been not so great, you know, last year they were 15-15 in the SEC, and they ended up making a run all the way to the championship game of the SEC baseball tournament. So I usually don't like to pick against them, but tonight I just think that they're rested because they won yesterday and they got plenty of sleep because they're going well into you know, this evening to play when they were playing at 1 o'clock yesterday after that 17-inning marathon the night before that allowed them only 4 hours of sleep. I think that they're rested but not in the truest sense of the form because their bullpen is really, really taxed. And it's going to be a battle of attrition. You got to get to JT Ginn tonight. That's who should start for Mississippi State. He's their second ace, if you will. If you get to him and get to their bullpen, then I think you level the playing field a little bit. Coming back for Doc and Ponchatoula, this is Sports Talk here on WWL. Leading you up to LSU baseball tonight, looks like they should get underway right at 6:30 in Hoover, Alabama, taking on Mississippi State. Welcome back to Sports Talk. We'll hand things off to the LSU Sports Radio Network. About 30 minutes prior to, roughly around 6 p.m., the game before them, Arkansas on top of Ole Miss, 2-1, bottom of the eighth, so should be perhaps maybe even early or right on time. Doc and Ponchatoula, what's going on, Doc? You're on WWL. Thanks for calling, man. I haven't heard from you in a while.
Hey, man. It's good to talk to you, too. I got a deal about LSU baseball. SEC tournament, they always seem to pull the rabbit out of the hat most of the time. There's been a few upset years, no doubt, but as long as we can get our pitching and our hitting on the same level, then I think we can definitely pull up, you know, the rubber match win, or I guess you could say, against Mississippi State. I think Clay Moffitt, I don't even know if Coach Maneri has named a starting pitcher, but I think it was Moffitt that someone was mentioning. If Moffitt can come through and we can have the top of the lineup, you know, swinging away, I don't see any issues with getting a W tonight.
Doc, you said a lot right there when you said the fact that if you can get the pitching and hitting synced up, that's been the issue for LSU baseball this year. One game,
absolutely,
the pitching has been, or one series, the pitching has been really good, and the hitting has been off, or vice versa.
Right.
They haven't been able to piece it all three phases of their game together, defensively as well. Look, they've committed 5 errors in this SEC tournament. That's uncharacteristic of a Paul Maneri squad. They're usually top of the conference when it comes to fielding percentage. So you're right. If they can somehow get all three of their the phases of the game going, not only can they beat Mississippi State, they could be a lot of teams.
I agree. And, you know, Vandy's a great team if we do pull off a W. I do see us getting a W tonight. And, you know, yeah, they're number 2, but, well, we're just as good as long as, like you're saying, like we said, you know, we just got to put the pieces together. And,
Doc, I think, you know, I think Vanderbilt's the best team in the country, in my opinion. They're the best team in the country.
I agree, but maybe we can catch them on an off night tomorrow.
Well, think about what you're saying. You got to catch them on an off night, and you're saying they're just as good. Let's just call it like we see it. LSU is not as good as Vanderbilt. Can they beat them? Sure. That's part of baseball. That's what happens.
Right.
You know, lesser talented teams are not always the better team can win in a one game. That's why baseball is played in a three game series.
Right. I agree.
Thanks, Doc.
Hey, not a problem, man. Have a good one.
You too, Cordell in Minnesota. What's going on, Cordell? You're on WWL.
Hey, Christian, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for calling, man.
Good. First of all, I want to say your monologue, your opening monologue was right on point. Thanks for clearing that up for a lot of people, because I think a lot of people tend to mistake Veterans Day for Memorial Day. And I always thought like that, but, you know, I never would correct anyone because I wasn't in the service. So you know, I just go by what everybody else do. But for those who are living, I still want to say thank you for your service. Not happy Memorial Day or anything. That's for, like you said, that's for reflecting. So I'll save that for that. As far as the Saints are concerned, I think we have to have we can't be homers all the time. But I think sometimes our fan base sell the Saints short. I think the Saints, as far as when we're talking about the Saints playing Seattle, I think the Saints are a better team than Seattle. I don't care if we play them in Seattle or in Las Vegas. I don't care. I think we have a better team than them. Yes, their environment, yes, their home stadium, it's a tough place to win at, but I still think that the Saints have a better team than them. Now, I think, you know, yes, it's going to be a tough two games between the Rams and the Seahawks. But I think, like the caller that spoke about the Saints before said, I think we could split one of those games. I don't know which one we're going to win, but I think we'll win one of those two, and maybe even both of them.
Awfully ambitious. But then again, this is the Saints you're talking about, one of the best teams in the league. So it's not out of the realm of possibilities. I just think I try to look at things pragmatically, Cordell, and I know how difficult it is for teams to win on the road in the National Football League. I have a hard time seeing two wins. I want that to happen. Don't get me wrong. I just think that it's so darn hard to win in the NFL. It's even harder to win on the road, and in particular an environment like Seattle. I never pick against the Seattle Seahawks in their venue, in their home venue. Just like I never really pick against the Saints when they're rolling in the Superdome.
Christian, it's going to be important for the Saints to come out fast and you know, determined. Because, if, you know, you first of all, those are two teams that may be vying for home field advantage. You know, so I think it's important for them to come out and beat those teams. I mean, it's going to be hard, but they have the talent. There's no excuses this year. The Saints need to come out real fast and get the job done, you know. And like you said, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be tough. But that's what good teams do. They win the tough games. And that's all I got to say. Thanks a lot, Christian.
Cordell, thank you. Enjoy your weekend.
Yes, you too.
Cordell's fired up already. I mean, it's already September in his brain. Got to come out fast. Yeah, they do. I agree. Look, a fast start. But here's the thing. What's been the trend here lately? The Saints haven't really been a fast-starting team. Now, they lost the opener last year and then ripped off, 10 in a row? But in past, the year before, 2017, they were 0-2. They started out 0-2. They're traditionally, here lately, been slow starters. But it's always imperative. If you come out the gate, if the Saints can come out of the gate 3-1, or as Cordell would tell you, maybe even 4-0, oh boy, you're talking about a complete adjustment on your over-under win totals. I think at that point, 13, 14 wins is a possibility. If they start out 4-0, it's a realistic possibility, 13 or 14 wins. We'll have Steve Court join us in about 5 minutes after our CBS and local news headlines. Mark Menard at Master Control looks like he has something to say. Go ahead, Mark.
I was just going to say, I love the fans that are in midseason form in the middle of May. Like, that's so great.
Well, it's always football season, let's be honest.
It is, but, you know, especially with the way last season ended, I felt the need that I needed to decompress a little bit off of that, and I'm still not there. I mean,
you're not there yet?
I'm starting to get a little ramped up, a little excited. I'm not where Cordell is. I'll get there. We got about 3 months left.
Yeah.
I'll get there by the preseason. But man, I love the excitement of the fans that are already there right now, chomping at the bit. I think it's gonna be a good year.
Well, you can taste it. OTAs week one is in the books. Then you got another round next week. Mini camp will be here before we know it, and then training camp, it is right around the corner. It really is.
It's coming, man. It's coming.
It really is. I'm kind of like you are where you are though. I'm kind of getting there. I'm not there yet, but I'm getting there.
And plus, you're a baseball guy, so you've still got some baseball to get through before we can really focus on this football stuff.
Yeah, to be honest with you, though, baseball kind of just occupies my time. It's a distraction. You know what I mean? It's not like Saints football, not anywhere close. CBS and local news headlines, back with Steve Court, former Saints offensive lineman, next here on Sports Talk on WWL. Mark, you know why I love Ole Miss right now? I love Ole Miss baseball. You know why?
Tell me.
Because they just took the lead over Arkansas in the bottom of the eighth inning. They were tied at two apiece. Yeah. And I was thinking, the baseball gods hate me. They're going to send this into extra innings, and we're going to be doing a show till 8 o'clock tonight and further delay the LSU game. But those Ole Miss Rebels came through. And now they're going to come through again and hold Arkansas in the top of the ninth and end this game and get to LSU baseball. I love Ole Miss baseball. Thank you, Mark.
No problem. Right now, we should probably get to Steve Court.
Yeah, we are. Steve Court, former Saints offensive lineman, joining us now. Steve, how are you, big guy?
Go Hogs. Come on, man. Excuse me, miss. Come on.
Hey, I'm rooting for other interests here, okay? I don't really care.
All right.
If Arkansas wins this game, I don't care. Just don't go in extra innings.
Christian has no dog in this fight other than purely selfish reasons.
Yes, because I want to get home and watch LSU baseball.
It's all about Christian.
Yeah, Steve,
right.
You sent me a video the other day, bench pressing 515. Are you out of your mind?
Probably. I think my wife would say I was out of my mind, yeah. I don't know why I continue to do I do. But, look, it's just something that I enjoy doing,
yeah.
and I can still do it. You know,
obviously,
it'd kill me someday, but, but you know, yeah.
515. What does 515 feel like when you lift it off the rack?
About 515 pounds. Sort of like maybe the front of your truck or something. Sort of heavy.
Jeez. Former Saints offensive lineman here, co-host of First Take during the football season. Steve, OTA's in the books for the Saints. And, again, we got to see him on Thursday. And you've been out there for organized team activities, our mini camps, et cetera, actually helping to coach some of the guys up. But and you really can't evaluate, especially offensive and defensive linemen, you really can't evaluate a lot of them. But what can you learn from an OTA practice? To me, it comes down to guys that are coming off of injuries, how well are they moving?
Well, yeah, first and foremost, you know, guys that are coming back from injuries or have just had, you know, they had an issue last year and you sort of knew what kind of player they were then. And then you're sort of seeing how they can, sort of assimilate past this injury. It's about knee bend. It's about, taking the right steps. It's about all that kind of small stuff that you look at. But you certainly can tell the athletic ability of somebody. Look, everybody's out there is running around in their underwear pretty much. But at the same time, it's and you can get a lot done just for the mental aspect of it. And certainly, the quarterbacks and the receivers and the secondary guys can get a whole lot more out of it than the guys in the trench because, until you get gear on that, you really can't, you can't lock it up. You can't do anything that's physical. So, but it's a little bit more physical than you think. You still have to practice good hands. You still have to practice leverage. You still have to get your shoulders over your toes, and in my case, I would say pad level, things like that. But we don't have pads, but I would assimilate that to that. So there's many, many different things that you can still work on, and you get a lot out of it. But a lot of it is so much fundamental and footwork. And you would think by this time, you know, those fundamentals are something that those guys don't have to work on. No, that's wrong. Once you get to the pro level, the fundamentals become extremely important again, because that's what's going to separate you from when you get tired. Your fundamentals kick in, and that is the sort of the muscle memory part of it that a lot of people don't take in consideration.
Steve Court, former Saints offensive lineman. We're going to step away. Steve, sit tight, all right? We've got to take a break here. We'll come back with former Saints offensive lineman here on WWL. All right, the game ended early between Ole Miss and Arkansas. Steve Court, I apologize, man. I thought I had more time with you. I don't. We'll get you on again soon. We're going to LSU Sports Radio Network here in about 15 seconds.
Right.
Semper Fi, right. I'm out. Everybody have a good weekend. And once again, Memorial Day, memorialize our heroes. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.